Sarah King looked long and searchingly at Hercule Poirot. She noted the egg-shaped head, the gigantic moustaches, the dandified appearance, and the suspicious blackness of his hair. A look of doubt crept into her eyes. "Well, mademoiselle? Are you satisfied?" Sarah flushed as she met the amused, ironical glance of his eyes. "I beg your pardon," she said awkwardly.
"Dis tout."
"To use an expression I have recently learnt, you give me the once-over. Is it not so?" Sarah smiled a little. "Well, at any rate, you can do the same to me," she said.
"Assuredly, I have not neglected to do so."
She glanced at him sharply. Something in his tone. But Poirot was twirling his moustaches complacently, and Sarah thought, for the second time, the man's a mountebank. Her self-confidence restored, she sat up a little straighter, and said inquiringly, "I don't think I quite understand the object of this interview."
"The good Dr. Gerard did not explain?"
Sarah said, frowning. "I don't understand Dr. Gerard. He seems to think something is rotten in the state of Denmark," quoted Poirot.
"You see, I know your Shakespeare."
Sarah waved aside Shakespeare. "What exactly is all this fuss about?" she demanded.
"Eh bien, one wants, does one not, to get at the truth of this affair."
"Are you talking about Mrs. Boynton's death?"
"Yes."
"Isn't it rather a fuss about nothing?" "You, of course, are a specialist, Monsieur Poirot. It's natural for you—" Poirot finished the sentence for her.
"It is natural for me to suspect crime whenever I can possibly find an excuse for doing so."
"Well, yes, perhaps. You have no doubt yourself as to Mrs. Boynton's death." Sarah shrugged her shoulders. "Really, Monsieur Poirot, if you had been to Petra, you would realize that the journey there was a somewhat strenuous business for an old woman whose cardiac condition was unsatisfactory."
"It seems a perfectly straightforward business to you."
"Well, certainly. I can't understand Dr. Gerard's attitude. He didn't even know anything about it. He was down with a fever." "I'd bow to his superior medical knowledge, naturally. In this case, he had nothing whatever to go on." "I suppose they can have a PM in Jerusalem if they like, if they're not satisfied with my verdict."
Poirot was silent for a moment. Then he said, "There is a fact, Miss King, that you do not know yet. Dr. Gerard has not told you of it."
"What fact?" demanded Sarah.
"A supply of a drug, digitoxin, is missing from Dr. Gerard's travelling medicine case."
"Oh." Quickly Sarah took in this new aspect of the case. Equally quickly she pounced on the one doubtful point. "Is Dr. Gerard quite sure of that?"
Poirot shrugged his shoulders. "A doctor, as you should know, mademoiselle, is usually fairly careful in making his statements."
"Oh, of course. Well, that goes without saying. But Dr. Gerard had malaria at the time."
"That is so, of course. Has he any idea when it could have been taken?" "He had occasion to go to his case on the night of his arrival in Petra. He wanted some phenacetin, as his head was aching badly. When he replaced the phenacetin the following morning and shut up the case, he is almost certain that all the drugs were intact."
"Almost?" said Sarah.
Poirot shrugged. "Yes, there is a doubt. There is a doubt that any man who is honest would be likely to feel."
Sarah nodded. "Yes, I know. One always distrusts those people who are over-sure. But all the same, Monsieur Poirot, the evidence is very slight. It seems to me—"
She paused. Poirot finished the sentence for her. "It seems to you that an inquiry on my part is ill-advised."
Sarah looked him squarely in the face. "Frankly, it does,"